The National Broadcasting Company again takes pride in offering another concert in miniature, exploiting the contemporary effort of Stan Kenton and his orchestra as they perform these expressions in the modern idiom of American jazz. Here, then, is modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much. We'll consider this concert in miniature underway in every sense of the word. I might expose the fact that this evening the program is pretty much built around three members of the section that sits between the saxophones and the trumpet section. That would be the trombone section. There is a gentleman that is rather slight in build, steel gray hair, rather fiery disposition. His name is Rossellino. There's another guy that's rather quiet and that makes a lot of big sounds with the trombone. He has the first chair in the trombone section. His name is Bob Burgess. He'll be performing. And then the guy that we often consider the guy that is low man on the trombone totem pole, the guy that plays bass trombone, he'll also be participating in a number here in a solo. His name is George Rother. He's about 23 years old and looks like he's about 16. Or is it the other way around? I just don't recall. To start off with, we want to present a composition here that has been stolen, in a sense, from the Innovations in Modern Music catalog. It's one of Russo's compositions written and for the big orchestra adapted for this one. Here's Bob Burgess's trombone. The composition is Solitaire.
Thank you.
Thank you. Say, Mr. Collins, would you come here a second? If you were a trombone player and you had a couple of notes to play, what would they say?
This program is originating from the beautiful stage of the Mosque in Newark, New Jersey.
Very good tone, I'd say. Excellent articulation. Do you belong to the Union?
802, we salute you.
Thank you very much. Stand here. We have here for the moment to set some rhythm going, a composition also here, a creation of Bill Roos's that has a few short solos throughout. The important thing is to get things flying here with the rhythm section. Here is Sweets. We mentioned earlier the guy that plays the bass trombone, the trombone that makes the bottom sounds of the orchestra, generally in harmony with melodies at the top, but this time the melodies at the bottom, the designs and the color will be created from the top. This is George Roberts, the thing that he's played so much recently, the composition Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
George Roberts, you had your bow? Take it, thank you. This next chap is a most unusual guy. When I asked him to join the orchestra, he told me just when he'd join. He told me how much money he was to make. He tells me when he's going to play and when he isn't going to play, and the guy at the moment is going to tell you what he is going to play. This is Frank Rosalino.
Thank you very much, Stan. I'd like to do a little tune that Bill Russo wrote for me entitled Frankly Speaking.
Thank you.
Frank Rosalino, the theme from the Halls of Brass, frankly speaking, at the moment we feel that at this late hour here at the Mosque Theater in Newark, it might be wise to dwell with a guy here for the next little while, a great student of modern jazz, a great performer of modern jazz, a great leader in his field. The mood at the moment, an impressionistic thing, impressionism will be established here by Lee Konitz. Lee, the assignment for tonight is My Lady. That was Lee Konitz. There's an expression here from an alto saxophone. Say, Mr. Collins, Fred, you know, you were so wonderful this evening about auditioning for us, and it's such a nice thing to know that you belong to the Musicians Federation here for the better working conditions of musical sounds, that we thought that we'd play something here that is pretty much out of the traditional part of the Kenton book. No experimenting this time. It's a thing that we call intermission riff. That gives each man a chance to express himself, Fred, and... If you have a chance to express yourself, we'd wish you that you would push whoever is aside at the microphone and start we'll say, jamming, so to speak, with the words?
Thank you, Stan, and we're all waiting to hear the riff. Too soon. The intermission riff, Stan Kenton and the orchestra. And it's been a real pleasure to be with Stan and the orchestra tonight with this concert in miniature. We hope that it's brought you as much pleasure as it has us. We hope, too, that it's brought you a little closer to a group of musicians and their leader, Stan Kenton, with their music that is a reflection of today's American jazz. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Mosque in Newark, New Jersey. We invite you to join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz, truly modern America's man of music. And by the way, between now and next Tuesday, there'll be a special edition of Stan Kenton's Concert in Miniature this coming Saturday night at 12:05 Eastern Standard Time over many of these same NBC stations, emanating from the stage of Carnegie Hall in New York City. Mr. Kenton.
Yes, Fred, thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll be looking forward to seeing you this Saturday night at Carnegie Hall as well as next Tuesday.
Till then, Fred Collins, you're now saying goodnight from the Mosque in Newark, New Jersey. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.